Hey, Matt, it's Tim Carter, buddy. Thanks for calling the Ask the Builder Show. How are you today?
Good, yourself?
Excellent, buddy. What's going on?
We've got a little drainage situation going up here. I've got some flat spots in my backyard. And what I'd like to do is on the north side of my house, basically, I've got a couple flat spots. And that's where my sump pump comes out and two of my my gutters. So what I wanted to do is along the lot line, I wanted to dig a trench and run some 4-inch like corrugated tube about 24 inches down out to the drainage ditch that runs in front of the house.
Yes.
And then I wanted to come from the sump pump and from my gutters with maybe some PVC pipe and then run into that so that all that water runs away from the house and then from the lot line down to the drainage ditch in front. And I guess my question is can I start, you know, how far below the ground do I have to be when I start this, and what type of material should I use? Because I'm concerned about whether or not the water is going to freeze during the winter as it gets pretty cold up here, and then do I have to be below the frost line, which is also pretty deep, and I didn't want to have to go that deep.
The answer, okay, these are great questions. Everything you're going to do is right. You're doing everything the right way, and if you go to askthebuilder.com, you'll see I've written a column about this exact method. I call it a linear French drain.
Okay.
The 24-inch depth is perfect.
Okay.
Here's what you're going to want to do. You can actually make a, instead of just running one trench in the backyard where these flat spots are.
Okay.
I actually might recommend that you make a grid.
Okay.
In other words, like you might make three separate lines, parallel lines back there, that eventually come together to one line as it goes along the side lot line. Understand?
Sure. So these three parallel would be perpendicular to the one going out to the drainage.
That's exactly right. And you know, what you're doing there is you're creating almost like a reverse septic tank leach field. See what I mean? Where,
sure.
Where each one of those trenches is acting like a vacuum or a, I call it like a water magnet. You know, it's trying to grab that water. Okay. Once you get past, now here's what you also want to do too. I would really recommend that as you come along the side of the house, you really should have a parallel trench for the downspout lines. You do not want to put the water that's coming off that roof and the water that's coming out of your sump. You don't want to force that back into this perforated drain pipe.
Okay.
Because that pipe's going to be pretty level.
Right.
It doesn't need a lot of fall. It can actually be perfectly level, or as if the trench is actually parallel, if the bottom of the trench is parallel with the top of the surface of the land, mm-hmm. believe it or not, you probably have a little bit of fall coming around the house as it goes out to the street, don't you?
Right, correct.
Probably not much. So that means that by default, that perforated pipe at the bottom of the trench is going to have some fall.
Right.
But when you get a heavy rainstorm, and, you know, you've got a lot of water dumping into the downspouts. You see what can happen?
Yep.
It can make the water go backwards, and we don't want that to happen. So I would have a parallel drainage piping system for the downspouts. But once you got about 5 feet or, say, 10 feet past the front of your house going towards the drainage ditch at the street,
mm-hmm.
then I would Y the two pipes together, you know, the perforated pipe and the downspout pipe. And then from that point towards the drainage ditch, it becomes a solid 4-inch pipe. Maybe even you could transition to 6-inch.
Okay.
So that's exactly how I have mine done at my house. I transition to a 6-inch pipe that goes to my backyard, not the front yard, because my backyard falls off.
Now, for the one coming from the sump pump, if I were to run that direct out underground, would I use like a PVC pipe on that, or would
yes.
I use corrugated?
Yeah, you would use... No, I hate the corrugated. I do not like that corrugated pipe at all.
Right.
I always use the solid, smooth pipe that has the holes in it.
Oh, okay.
That's what I prefer.
Okay.
I just have this thing about that black corrugated pipe.
Right. And then the one that's coming from the sump pump, you would use the holes on that and those
no,
holes.
No. That the sump pump pipe. What I would do is I would tie that right into your downspout drainage system. However you're going to engineer your downspout drainage system, and I've got a column about on that, by the way, at Ask the Builder.
Okay.
Yeah, just go to my website and look under, just type the word downspout.
Okay.
And I'll bet you're going to have that column pop up. And if you don't, let me know. Just send me an email.
Fantastic.
Okay. The thing here's one thing you got to remember on these downspout drain lines: no 90-degree angle fittings under the ground. Oh. Never, ever, ever, except one place, right where the pipe turns up to actually capture the downspout.
Right.
You can have a 90 there.
Right, and that would be almost like a collection trough.
I just turn a 90 up. It's not much different than a plumber. I'm a licensed master plumber. It's not much different than a plumbing stack in a house. In other words, if you know how your big soil stack comes down and goes in the basement floor?
Yes.
I'm telling you, and 99.99% of the time, there's a 90-degree angle right there.
Right.
You know, for that water that crashes down, hits the 90, and it just takes off, you know, under the basement floor.
Right.
But from that point forward, every time you're going to turn a 90-degree angle, you're going to use two 45s.
Right.
See what I mean? To make a 90.
Right.
Okay, but the point I'm trying to make is you'd have this downspout drainage system collecting every single downspout. Well, maybe off of one of those downspout lines heading towards the corner of a house, you put a Y in, a 4-inch Y,
yep,
that heads over to right where that sump discharge pipe is.
Right.
And your inch-and-a-half sump discharge that's coming out of the wall,
yep,
it drops into a vertical 4-inch pipe that's coming up.
Right.
Okay, now, this is really pretty important, too. I want another Y that's coming off of that sump line that kind of sticks out up. You know, like another vertical pipe right next to that. You know why? I want that open so that in the wintertime, if you get a really bitter winter, that you can make up a warm solution of salt water.
Gotcha.
That you can pour down that pipe,
mm-hmm,
you know, to
make sure you get it.
Well, yeah, in case that thing starts to freeze up, because it can. Believe me, if you get a really cold winter, that pipe's going to be basically surrounded by frozen ground,
yep,
and that sump, as it keeps discharging, it could choke that pipe full of ice.
And how far away from the house would you put that Y?
Oh, no, right at the house.
Right at the house.
Right at the house. As you're turning that 90 up, then yep, right at the base of that 90, put a Y so that you can dump this brine solution down that one line to right, always keep it open going out to the street.
I gotcha.
Or you're going to have a nightmare on your hands.
That makes sense.
All right, Matt, anything else?
That should be it.
No, you got it. You got it all figured out, man. You're going to be good to go, buddy.
Fantastic.
I'd love to see it. You know what? I'd love to see a bunch of photos taken of this as you do it. It, sure, it would be an honor to put those on the website.
Let me see what I can shoot up there.
Okay, Matt.
Thanks a lot.
Good luck, buddy.
Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.